the person of Jesus Christ has told you he, that no one should have been seen you, that was the Son of God, because he was the perfect identification of the scripture that was wrote of him.
Osoba Ježiša Krista bola taká unikátna, že nikto nemohol prehliadnuť, že to bol Syn Boží, pretože on bol dokonalou identifikáciou písma, ktoré bolo napísané o ňom.
So that any Christian is known.
Takto je poznaný každý kresťan.
But his life identifies the very thing that the Christian's supposed to do.
Keď sa jeho život identifikuje so všetkým, čo má kresťan robiť.
How you can stand there and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled right before your eyes.
Ako sa on tam mohol postaviť a povedať, dnes sa vyplnilo toto písmo rovno pred vašimi očami.
How outstanding, how so plainly, and yet those people misunderstood.
Aké nápadné, ako jasne, a predsa títo ľudia nerozumeli.
Why?
Prečo?
It's because they took the interpretation of some order of priest that they were listening to.
Pretože oni prijali výklad nejakej skupiny kňazov, ktorých počúvali.
And history always repeats itself.
A história sa stále opakuje.
And scripture has a compound meaning to it. And a compound revelation.
A písmo má viacnásobný význam a viacnásobné zjavenie.
For instance, like it says in the Bible.
Napríklad, ako to stojí v Biblii.
That out of Egypt, I call my son.
Že z Egypta som povolal svojho syna.
Referring to Jesus.
Vzťahuje sa to na Ježiša.
Brother Marging on that, you find out also referred to Jacob.
Pozrite sa na odvolávku pritom a zistíte, že sa to tiež vzťahuje na Jakoba.
Same scripture.
To isté písmo.
Jesus was his greater son.
Ježiš bol jeho väčší syn.
Jacob was his son, he called out of Egypt.
Jakob bol jeho syn, ktorého on povolal z Egypta.
Which the Scofield reference and all other references give to it, because that's the scripture it was referring to. So it had a double answer.
Na čo poukazujú Scofieldove odvolávky, všetky iné odvolávky, pretože to je písmo, ktoré na to poukazuje. Tak to malo dvojaké uplatnenie.
It had an answer to Jacob called out and to Jesus called out.
Vzťahovalo sa to na vyvolanie Jakoba a na vyvolanie Ježiša.
And so is it today.
A tak je to dnes.
It's because that we're in such a turmoil as we are.
Preto, že sme v takom zmetku, v akom sme.
And people fail to see the truth of God is because there's too many man-made interpretations of God's word.
A ľudia nie sú schopní vidieť pravdu Božiu, pretože je príliš veľa ľudských výkladov Božieho slova.
God don't need nobody to interpret his word.
Boh nepotrebuje nikoho, aby vykladal jeho slovo.
He is his own interpreter.
On si ho sám vykladá.
God said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light.
Boh povedal na začiatku, buď svetlo, a bolo svetlo.
That doesn't need an interpretation.
To nepotrebuje žiadny výklad.
He said, a virgin shall conceive, and she did.
On povedal, panna počne, a ona počala.
That doesn't need any interpretation.
To nepotrebuje žiadny výklad.
When God's interpretation of his word is when he vindicates and proves it to be so.
Boží výklad jeho slova je vtedy, keď ho on potvrdzuje a dokazuje, že je to tak.
That's his interpretation by making it come to pass.
To je jeho výklad, že sa to plní.
That's what God's interpretation is.
To je Boží výklad.
It's when he makes his word come to pass. He's interpreted it to you.
Keď on robí, že jeho slovo sa plní, on ti ho vykladá. Ako keď nikdy nebolo svetlo, on povedal, buď svetlo, a bolo, to nepotrebovalo nikoho, aby to vyložil.
But we get man-made systems mixed into it.
Ale my miešame do toho ľudské systémy.
And when you do, you get out of line.
A keď to robíte, vychuliete to zo správneho smeru.
It's always been that way.
Stále to tak bolo.
But I still think of how striking it must have been.
Ale stále si myslím, aké zarážajúce to muselo byť.
Think of it.
Predstavte si to.
The Messiah.
Mesiáš.
Why did they fail to see?
Prečo ho oni nemohli vidieť?
Because their very leaders that ought to have known him, The Lord should be first in the Scripture. But often in understanding of the Scriptures, they belittle this man.
Pretože ich vlastní vodcovia, ktorí ho mali poznať, ktorí mali byť zbehli v písmach, ktorí mali rozumieť písma, oni znevažovali tohoto muža. A povedali, on je nemanželské dieťa v prvom rade. Mali by sme tomu veriť? Po rokoch my tomu neveríme. Dali by sme za to život, že on bol panenský narodený syn. A stane sa jedného dňa, že tie isté veci, ktoré dnes vidíme robiť Jehovu, ľudia v tých vekoch, ktoré prídu, ak nejaké budú, dajú život za túto vec, o ktorej my dnes hovoríme. Budeme to musieť urobiť, keď príde znamenie šelmy. A nebude vám dovolené takto kázať evanjelium.